It's Matty Garwood for Ausmade. We are playing the biggest Aussie hits at night right around the country, and it is coming into the silly season. We are loving summer and the gigs that come with it. And alternative electro duo Sumner, they have found themselves pretty busy the last few years doing things like Falls, and they're joining us here in the studio. Thank you so much for coming in, Jack and Chloe.
Thank you. Hello.
How's it going? Rolling into this silly season?
Indeed.
It's a good time. It's a busy time, but it's a good time.
Busy for you guys too, because you've got brand new music. The new single is called Blame Myself. Tell us a little bit about that one.
It's pretty much a song that's all about a relationship ending, and whenever that happens, it's really easy to just, like, you know, it's the other person's fault, but really it's your fault, and like you've done it all to yourself. And it's about that moment where you kind of like realize, like, oh my god, like I did that.
Bit of a reality check.
Yeah.
So has this actually come from one of either of your experiences?
Yeah, every song's about a personal experience.
Sure.
So I feel like that's where all the good art comes from.
Sure.
It's a bit of personal pain, I guess.
You guys have got a bit of a cuddle going on. Is there anything between the two of you?
Not at all.
A little bit of chemistry? Not at
Best
all.
Mates.
Straight down.
Purely Best professional.
Friends. Jack is like, boom.
I'm fine with you shutting that down. Yeah. It's all good.
Do you find it easier that way, though?
Yeah, it's never, like, that's never even been a thing. I think so many people expect, like, if it's a male and female working together, it's got to be something romantic. But that couldn't be further from the truth. It's a really outdated way of thinking, I reckon. Just two best mates, effectively like brother and sister, and because we are so close and have been for so long, it makes that working together work so much better.
Yeah.
It's a really fluid and really beautiful
process.
And
how did you guys meet?
Sumner is my middle name. Mm-hmm. And so I was playing some shows under Sumner from when I was, like, 17 or so. And I had this gig coming up, and I was just really, really bored of playing by myself. And I found Jack's SoundCloud page, and he had this remix of Alt J up there, and I had a listen, and I just thought it was awesome. And so I actually just sent him a message on Facebook. I said, hey, I've got this gig coming up, would you like to see what we can kind of work out?
And it was in like 5 days, by the way.
Yeah. I gave him heaps of notice just to make, I was really testing him to see what he's capable of. So yeah, we teed up a practice. I rocked up to the wrong house and then got to the right house, and we haven't stopped practicing since.
Yeah. And what's your kind of creative process between the two of you?
It's actually pretty 50-50. So there are sessions where Jack will make a beat and I'll lay some vocals down. There's also times where I will make a beat and Jack has a go at writing lyrics, and it's a really, really 50-50 process. Like, we play all the instruments together. There's songs where Jack's playing the guitar, and then there's ones where I'm doing it, I'm playing the drums. There's really no set process. It's like whatever we're feeling, I guess.
Yeah, and you guys play a few different instruments. What are some of those? Like, have you picked them up since you were young? Was it influenced by your family or parents or anything like that?
Chloe's a drummer. That's her first instrument before singing. Yeah. She likes to tell people that.
Absolutely. And, singing's lame.
My first instrument's bass. We both come from like a more like bandy kind of background, like traditional, like drums, bass, guitar, whatever. And then we just started getting interested in like electronic production as well, and I don't think we like to consider ourselves to be too in the electronic area. You know, we play real instruments in our live show and on our tracks as well.
Well, you got to have a pretty heavily influenced produced sound as well, because you've been working with people like Peter Mays from Pinau. That's a big name in music at the moment.
Yeah, he's the best. He's such a good dude. You kind of, it's pretty easy to, when you've got these opportunities, to get a bit intimidated, but then you meet the guys and they're just like the dorkiest, like most lovely people. And Peter in particular, I think Jack and I really connected with. It's rare to work with someone you haven't worked before and just be so comfortable.
Yeah, and you've done some supports with them as well.
Yeah, we met them in 2017 actually. So our managers got us a little Christmas present, and they got us some Beyond the Valley passes. That's where we met them. Nick Littlemore's like no one I've ever met in my life.
Yeah.
He's a rare character for all the best reasons. I guess that kind of got the ball rolling. We saw them again in 2018, and then we supported them at the fourth show. I'd never been to the fourth pub before. Mm-hmm. And the only time I'd been there were 5,000 people there. So I feel like I've got a really like skewed idea of what it is. But yeah, they watched our live set, and then they were like, right, let's do some writing.
Awesome.
And we flew up to Sydney.
Yeah, it's like 3 days later we were in Sydney with them.
Yeah. You
know, they don't mess around. We were like 2 days in the studio.
Yeah.
Wrote two songs and recorded them. And yeah, we've had a really good working relationship with them ever since.
And that's how quickly the music scene can work though too, hey?
That's it.
Right place, right time, just meeting the connections, just getting out there, going to live stuff as well is a huge, huge opportunity.
Yep.
Got to be ready.
Yeah, and what other stuff are you guys working on at the moment coming into 2020?
We're going to play a few shows, a little tour, January, February time. And aside from that, Jack and I have just spent 2019 writing like really intensively. So we've probably got about like 60 demos just sitting there. So now it's time that we just like release a lot of them. Sure. So our main focus is definitely going to be releasing music.
And where will people be able to find all the info?
On the socials.
Yeah. What do we type in?
Sumner Music.
S-U-M-N-E-R.
Not Summer. You can pretty much find it all on there. There's links to other things. Facebook, if you search Sumner, we're there.
Well, Jack and Chloe from Sumner, thank you so much for coming into the studios this evening.
Thank you.
And we're going to play. We're going to play Blame Myself right now. Would you guys like to duo it up for me and intro it?
This is Jack and Chloe from Sumner. Blame Myself.
Dragging names through the dirt, I can't say I don't know. Act your age, nothing changed, just need to be alone. I start to feel it fading in the sun. It breaks my heart to see what we've become. In my state of mind, it's here to make it seem like you're the lie. Your phone. When we're together, we're alone. Ooh, when we speak, where do you go? I hate to see you so alone. I start to feel it fading in the sun. It breaks my heart to see what we've become. State of mind, it's here to make it seem like you're the liar. But I blame myself, I blame myself for the way I am in your eyes.
Aussie hits at night.